I don't think so, no. I mean, inescapably, it's a literary text for us in the 21st century. What does come across is what Matthew Arnold famously said about him in the last century, or in the 19th century, that Homer is direct and rapid and clear, and one from 19th century word of yours, it says noble. He's absolutely right. You can aim for, well, it's not difficult as you read Homer and as you try and put it into plain English, which is what I've tried to do, unadorned plain English, to reflect the rapidity and the directness and the clarity. I mean, Homer describes things as they are, you know, and his examples in his similes or even in his straightforward imagery. It's very down to earth. It's kind of thing the Bible was talking about. It's very much, it's a poem for everybody. It can be related to the external experience of everyone. So that goes easy. Now, if that is a reflection of it being a poem that was composed almost certainly for oral performance, then that's fine. I can understand that. But it's not something which, you know, immediately affects the way in which I translate it.
I suppose one area where we did discuss this is in character speech, because characters in Homer use a rather more extreme language than the poet himself. So on how to render the tone of particular speeches, we had some discussions, because it's difficult to convey the vehemence, say, of a Hector, or the anger, you know, repressed anger that Hector has when he thinks about his brother Paris, the creator of the whole mess that they're in, and that sort of thing is not perhaps directly to do with performance, but it certainly has to do with characterization and the language that Antonio uses to convey.
Yes, I mean, and another example, that's absolutely right, another example, of course, is the gods. Although, you know, well, like in Greek tragedy, everybody uses the same sort of words, everybody uses the same kind of register with the extra elements that Bob has just mentioned. When you come to translate the gods when they're talking among themselves, you often get into a strong sense of triviality. They quarrel, they squabble in ways in which the humans don't. And I'd be very careful with that. The temptation was to make them sound rather more trivial and silly than they are. But it's very difficult to point to the actual Greek. But somehow it's there. And so I just tried to allude to it, to shade it in, as it were.